Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode 58, How to Affirm Your Own Writing Life. Some days you're going to wake up and feel like you can finish a novel in a month, and it's not even November, National Novel Writing Month. Or you feel so on fire you could pitch and land an essay in the Paris Review and the New Yorker. And then there are the other days. On those days, you might have gotten a rejection from the magazine you queried, or your writing group shredded your last short story, or your own self-doubt douses the fire and fills your mind with negativity and you feel dragged down and depressed. I touched on those days in episode 56. When you're questioning why you ever thought you could write in the first place. When you feel like hanging it up because you don't think you have what it takes. On those days, you have to fight through that and refuse to listen to the voices and instead create a volume of work. You've got to keep writing even when you're not on fire. Even when you have nothing more than a glimmer of hope, like a tiny flickering ember buried under the ash heap about to go out. That's when you need to affirm reality to combat the discouraging lies. You need to remember what's true. Because this writing life, it can be brutal. The publishing world and the process of entering in feels a little like a dating game or grade school gym class. Pick me, or do you like me? We submit to publishers and, you know, it could be a book, an essay, it could be a poem or article, and the process is similar. We submit and we wait. And we hope that maybe this time somebody will feel an affinity with our work. Maybe someone will take a chance and offer a contract. Maybe. Or not. And they send a rejection. Sorry, but we're going to have to pass. Doesn't fit our editorial requirements at this time. After careful consideration, we're not accepting it for publication and hope you find a good fit for your work. Don't base your worth or your talent or your future on a rejection. I mean, feel free to revisit your work a few days later after you've had a good cry. You can see if you can improve something. It's possible your piece would benefit from some edits. But most of the time, a rejection simply means that one editor on one day at one publication is turning down this one submission. So on a good day, and it doesn't have to be on your on fire day. It can just be a regular old good day. And maybe that's today. I want you to sit down with a pen and notebook or a computer screen, or a typewriter and paper, whatever you use. And I want you to take on a little assignment. You're going to write something with a very special reader in mind. You. The future you. The you who is going to doubt himself. The you whose writing group is about to shoot down a poem you spent weeks revising. The you who might wake up tomorrow and think, I'm not a writer, why even try? The you on a good day, which might be today, can take time to sit down and write accurate and affirming statements. You need those for the hard days to remind you of what's true. People of any age, especially people who are struggling with self-confidence, like writers, can benefit from positive, true statements about their strengths and abilities and worth. Affirmations do that. So the current you, in a good place, sets up to coach the future you when you're in a hard place by composing what some life coaches and creativity coaches call, as I said, affirmations. I was reminded of them recently in a book by creativity coach Eric Maisel and by life coach Amanda Faust, who urges parents to use affirmations with their kids. Today, when you're feeling strong and clear-minded about yourself as a writer and about your work, I want you to think about some things that are true about you and about writing in general. I'm going to give you a few suggestions. I'll put them in first person so you can say them to yourself. I am a writer, and writers write. Today, regardless of how I'm feeling, I will write. Only writers who risk rejection even have a chance at publishing success. When I get an acceptance and when I get a rejection, I'm doing the work of a writer. As I was preparing to take risks and send off my work, I learned a lot about the industry. I'm becoming a smarter, savvier writer. I can write even when I don't feel like a writer. I'm becoming a stronger, clearer, more talented writer. Take time to write your own affirmations as soon as possible. Use them as a creative writing project today because you're going to want them on hand for later. And feel free to use the ones that I just read for inspiration. They're available at the show notes along with a few other links. And then when you're having a tough day, whether from your own internal resistance or some external force has slammed you, go ahead, feel a little sorry for yourself, but not long. Maybe an hour, or if it's a big disappointment, maybe a day. But then brush yourself off, pull up these statements, these affirmations, and remind yourself what's true. Coach yourself, affirm your own writing life. And then it's time to get back to work, because you are a writer. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear, everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person. I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.